Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Evidence to take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJS at 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rad Radio. Yes, you're tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones. You're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only Dead End Driving with her song, God Forbid You Go Off Strip, off of their last effort, A Worthwhile Endeavor, which if you haven't picked up, go to Early Onset Records, buy it, get it, find it on your streamers, wherever you want to get your music. I guarantee it is worth your time to listen to front to back.
You might even say it's a
worthwhile endeavor.
Thanks for taking the bait.
There you go. If you're wondering who those docile tones are in the studio with me, that is the one and only Matt Earl, the madman behind Dead End Drive-In, and a new project that we're going to be chatting about called Earmarked. Matt, how you doing, man?
Good, man. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. I always like seeing your face.
I always have so much fun coming here and doing this with you, man.
I debated on the way up here if we should talk about the new music you've been working diligently on, because you've been nice enough to send it to me.
Yeah, for sure we do.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Or if we should just spend the hour ignoring the music scene and talking about what movies we've seen lately.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't threaten me with a good time, man.
No, let's stay on topic.
Yeah.
So what do you want to dig into first? Do you want to chat about what you've been up to with Dead End Drive-In, since we just played some of that, or do you want to talk about the new project? What is holding your heart right now?
We can do Earmarked, because, well, we'll do it by order, because we got two shows coming up. We got one, Earmarked's playing at Fortune Sound Club December 11th on Thursday.
Oh, shit, that's coming up quick.
It's coming up quick, and then the very next night, Dead End Drive-In's playing at Green Auto.
Holy shit, that's coming up super quick.
Yeah, I'm going to be a busy boy. I'm going to be a busy boy next weekend.
I got to come out and see you twice. You know I'm immunocompromised, right? Like, every time I go to a show, I could die.
A worthwhile endeavor, man.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's all you need to say. I'm in. So December 11th, which is a Thursday night down at Fortune Sound Club. I haven't been there for a minute. Cool. They're still doing shows.
Yeah.
Earmarked with Youth Fountain, Cloud Sick, and Poor Sport. Are those all local?
Poor Sport is from Victoria.
Okay.
I think, yeah, the other two, Youth Fountain and Cloud Sick, are local.
Cool. I haven't heard of any of those bands, so I like finding new music. Very, very radical. I got to see Earmarked for the first time, because when did this project come together? It's relatively new, right?
We started it, I reached out to Dylan, my friend Dylan Hossick, who the listeners may know as the singer in bands such as Swear Jar or Rest Easy, or even if you want to go further back, there's Fairweather Friends or Slingshot.
Oh, I remember Slingshot.
He sang Slingshot.
I skipped Fairweather Friends. I didn't hear them, but the other two I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Swear Jar was cool. That was like Richard Lowe and stuff too, right?
Yeah, Nathan Boyd. So I reached out to him, and, you know, like, Dead End Drive is kind of we play once a month at most locally. We go out on the road pretty seldom, and I was just kind of like itching to play a little more, and I was like, well, if I get another band, I'll just get to be busier and play
for
more
sure.
music and get to do what I love a little more.
And the three pieces a little easier to coordinate.
Three pieces easier, plus, like, I kind of wanted to play bass, because I play guitar in Dead End Drive-In, bass is actually my original instrument. It's what I played in high school.
Really?
It's all the bands I played in high school were
interesting.
I played bass.
I
just thought it'd be fun. I've got a bass kick around at home, and I just, you know, I thought it'd be fun to just be playing bass again. So I reached out to Dylan, and I asked if he wanted to start a project. And he said, that was kind of like in fall last year, maybe winter of maybe about a year ago. And he said, give me until the new year. And then he was down, and after the first jam, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking in. Let's keep doing that. And, we reached out to our buddy Kyle Smith from band such as Bosses, Greatest Sons, and like five others.
Yeah, just a champion.
Yeah. But I think we're his new favorite, so.
There you go. Yeah, well, I had the opportunity to see you guys finally at Bully's.
Yeah, well, that was only our third show, so.
No. Yeah, I heard you had popped up, and I haven't got a chance. Yeah. And I told you immediately, I'm like, Matt, this is really good stuff, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I appreciate it.
I'm like, send it to me. And you were kind enough, so I've had the advantage of hearing the whole EP.
Yeah, we recorded that in July with our friend Jackson Gardner. People might know him. He does sound at Green Auto and records other bands and stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But you've been nice enough to let one of the songs out of the vault a whole week early.
That's right, yeah.
The track is called Three Lives. What do we need to know about this song, my friend?
Three Lives. Well, I got the title from, there's a quote by, who's that fucking guy who wrote 120 Years in Solitude? Marseilles?
Oh, I do not know, man. I'm sorry.
Gabriel Marseilles.
There you go.
He says, it's like, everyone has three lives, the public, the private, and the secret. So that's just kind of like, I just kind of wrote the song based off that. And then
cool.
You can listen to it and
all right.
See what you think.
I'm in. So this is brand new music from Earmarked. Go check them out. next Thursday, I will not be here on the radio, so you don't have to worry about me. Go to Fortune Sound Club, and maybe I'll see you there. Brand new music. If I can get it to play. Hold on. I've got it. 1 second. Technology is weird. My transitions are super smooth. Okay. I think we got it. Let's try. Here you go. You listen to Rad Radio. Brand new music from a brand new band. That was earmarked with Three Lies. If you like what you hear, you can go down to the Fortune Sound Club 1 week from tonight and see it live and get your hands on the EP. I suggest you do. I've heard the whole thing, you suckers.
It won't be released yet for a bit. But
no. What? Yeah. What? It's not available at the show?
It won't be available at the
fucking
show.
Fucking liar.
No.
Maybe a
you
liar.
You can hear all the songs live. Psh, but yeah.
Psh, psh.
Yeah.
Fine.
They're not all as lucky as you.
Fine. Whatever. I'll keep my elitist viewpoint.
Yeah,
man. Like I said, the EP's good. The songs that you wrote are good, Matt.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
I really like it. It's a cool sound. Like, you can hear... Are you still the primary songwriter? What's the other guy's name?
Dylan.
Dylan, yeah. Because he sings some of the songs, too.
He sings some of the songs, and he does a lot of writing, too.
Cool.
And this one, I'm not so... with Dead and Driving, I can be pretty precious. I write like a lot of the lead parts and like tell my guitar players, I'm like, A lot of the time, I'm pretty domineering.
Yeah, it's
but with earmarks, like I'm just playing bass. So I was just kind of like send acoustic songs, and I'd send them to Dylan, and he'd be like, "What do you think for the guitar?" And I went, "I don't know. I'm not the fucking guitar player."
Hey,
so I'm not so precious with everything. Give him a little more, like you know, give Dylan like as much creative free will as he.
That's cool. You can.
This project's a bit more collaborative.
Yeah, you can hear the different influences, but you can still hear your signature way that you seem to construct or more so orchestrate music. You have we were having this conversation before. You have a very distinct style that I don't hear often. And it's unique and it shows a lot on the new Dead and Driving record, but we'll talk about that later.
All right.
How about we cut into some of the other bands that would be on this bill and then we'll get back.
Sure.
Let's start with Cloudsick, and then I'll try to find that poor sport stuff.
Sounds good.
Cool. All right, so this is what you can experience if you go down to Fortune Sound Club next Thursday. This band is called Cloudsick. It's called Cultist. Cultist?
Cultist Lake.
Lake.
I love the name. What a great title.
It's the music video, so hopefully it actually plays the song. It's not like a minute of, like, gags or something. We'll see. Anyways, here we go. Rad Radio.
again, again, assuming it would help me be a completely different person. But I'm left with just myself. There's never any way out. I can't find a single thing to feel alright about.
Club next Thursday night. That is December the 11th, and you can see that last band, who was Youth Fountain. Before that, we had Cloud Sick, Poor Sport, and we kicked that whole set off with a brand new track from Earmarked with their song Three Lives off their upcoming EP. Go check it out. If you're just tuning in, you listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You can find me up here previously each and every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m., now roughly monthly, because life is strange. I'm joined here with my friend Matt Earle from Earmarked, who we just listened to, and Dead End Drive-In, who we're going to be talking about. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi. So you've been busy at work on a new record with Dead End Drive-In, and it's a little bit of a different endeavor from your last worthwhile one.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a concept record, which isn't common for punk rock.
No.
And it's about something that's near and dear to my heart, which is cryptids. So can you give the people a little taste of what you have concocted in that strange mind of yours?
Certainly. Yeah, this is our, also, I'll make a shout out, it's our first album with our new drummer, Violet Becker, who you may also
Violet.
Know from Die Job.
Yeah, Violet.
And she did a phenomenal job. Really, having her there as our drummer just expanded just the kind of songwriting I can do.
She fucking rips so hard, dude.
And
I love
she's
Violet.
A quick learner, and it's and a steel trap of a brain, so it was fantastic. But yeah, so the new album... it's loosely based on the Van Meter Visitor, which was a giant pterodactyl-like cryptid that terrorized the town of Van Meter, Iowa in 1901 in early October. And after a couple nights of various sightings from this creature, the townsfolk chased it to a mine. About a group of about 30 townsfolk chased it with pitchforks and guns and
muskets,
I guess. I guess so. And they chased it to the mouth of the mine where it came up, and then a little baby one came up apparently and stood next to it at the mouth of the mine. And you know, that's that moment in the movie where you go, "Aw, it's a mom."
Yeah, it's just like us, only terrifying. Yeah.
But anyway, they said that they heard hellish noises coming from down in the mine. It was quoted in one of the newspaper articles that it sounded like Satan and his many imps were down in the mine. So they figured this was a beast from hell. They fired at it. It ran away down the mine. They sealed the mine forever, and it was never heard of again. And this was covered by a lot of newspapers and news outlets throughout the country in 1901.
Look that up.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah. I think it's got its own Wikipedia page. The Van Meter Visitor.
Very cool, very cool.
That
somehow inspired you.
That inspired me.
To write an hour worth of material about
it. An hour's worth of material. It's an hour-long album, 10 tracks, so some very long tracks. And it covers topics like just the nature of collectivism, you know, panic, especially like, you know,
the dangers of groupthink.
The dangers of groupthink. Yep. Also just you know, then the othering of something that goes against everything we've been taught, how we other each other, or how we disregard just something that kind of goes against what we perceive as the natural order, natural law, just the law of nature.
Interesting.
Yeah, stuff like that, and also just the nature of legends, and especially localized ones, and stories, and how you know, they change, and how they kind of factor into time after enough time has passed, you know. You know,